Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by the Emory School District Superintendent, Jim Shank. Mr. Shank, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come speak with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
So it's kind of been a busy summer for you, especially because moving districts, moving states especially, is always a process, but you've jumped right into the superintendent role. So can you just kind of talk about your previous experience as a superintendent?
Sure, you bet. I've been serving as a superintendent now for, just a little bit over 15 years. So I have a little bit of experience coming in. However, I'm coming to you directly from Washington State. So I spent the last little bit in Ocean Shores, Washington, which is west of Olympia, right on the coast. And however, I'm not necessarily a complete stranger to Utah. I served as a superintendent down in Juab County School District. And I also did my teaching in Alpine School District. So that's kind of, some of my travels where I've been. I worked in Idle Falls School District for 17 years. So it's great to be a part and bring some of that experience here.
Yeah, and when I was first reporting on your hiring, I was reaching out to some fellow journalists from all those areas, and all of them just really were singing your praises, just talking about how high quality of a character man you are. So I'm excited to have you, and I know most of the school district is too. So let's kind of talk about what it was like kind of jumping right into the superintendent role here in Emory.
Well, yes, we hit the ground running, and that's great. You want to be actively engaged in great things with the school district and with the community. And as people know, there's a few things in play right now, one being Emory High School, and it's completion of phase two, meaning that, we're getting closer to the school starting on Wednesday. And how ready are we with that building and our staff? So that's one piece of work that needed to be done, as well as just making sure that everything's in order for the school year to start in terms of staffing, curriculum, materials, and just becoming a part of a community and a professional learning community within the school district that you're learning about that, you're getting to know people, wanting to know what their needs, their wants are, from all of the stakeholders right down to a few students that I've talked to.
So it sounds like you've been out there already putting in the work, building these relationships to help improve the Emory School District to the best it can absolutely be. And like you were kind of talking about, there's so much changes that come along with each school year, especially in terms of curriculum. I know up at the state legislature, they're always changing something with what the schools have to do. So I always admire you guys for being able to stay on top of it as much as you do.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, there's always change. That's probably the only constant we really have in our work is we can always expect that there'll be some twist or some need to adapt and move forward on a specific goal or a new law that the legislature feels that we need to focus on. And some of that we've been doing.
And then let's kind of talk about the new high school almost being completed through phase two, which is just exciting news because I remember when I first graduated from Emory High School, our graduation theme was first and last. We were supposed to be the first freshman class to go to the high school, and we're supposed to be the last class to graduate from the old high school. But, you know, things get in the way sometimes. Construction materials skyrocket in price, but it's impressive to see that new school go up. So can you just kind of talk about some of the major improvements that come along with that?
Oh, sure. Well, the older building is gone now. Actually, that was one of the first things that I saw when I come in was the demolition of the old facility. And once it went down, you could really see the new building and how really nice it is. There's some great additions, some great opportunities that students are going to be able to see. It's a beautiful facility. For instance, the career technical education wing is gorgeous, and there's going to be great opportunities for kids to be able to go in there and learn those types of skills. But it's all new, it's all exciting, and there was a little bit of worry, I think, from some parents. And are we really going to be ready by the first day of school on Wednesday? Are kids going to be able to go there? Are we going to have to institute some type of different program somewhere else or online or that sort of thing? And that's not the case. We want to be very clear about that, that we will be in school on Wednesday. It won't be a 100% complete, which is okay because contractors can work after hours and on the weekends, but school will be in session, and we're very, very excited about it. And we did registration there, actually, in the building. So that's really neat.
Yeah, that's just super exciting that it's to the point where you can start bringing those students in. And I know a lot of the teachers, too, are very excited about the new classrooms they've been into. I've heard nothing but good reviews there. Now, with school starting, let's kind of talk about the grand vision throughout the school year for the Emory School District.
Oh, sure. So one of the focuses that we always want to make sure that we never forget is we come together every day. The reason that we exist is for teaching and learning, growth, students being able to go where it is that they are, improve, and reach the goals that they're after. So when you think of all of the content that we teach, reading, math, science, all of those areas and subjects, we want to make sure that we're always working to do better at what it is that we're presenting to our kids. So that's always going to be job number one, right along with safety, security, making sure that our kids feel well about coming to all of our schools and our buildings, that they feel like that when they come in, they're going to be in a great place where it is that their needs are going to be met, and we're able to accomplish that.
Well, Superintendent Schenck, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us. But unfortunately, we are running out of that time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Oh, sure, you bet. So we're planning an open house around homecoming at Emory High School. So watch for that. Watch for that announcement. And we, of course, are interested in people, especially those that are supporting our system, taxpayers, et cetera, to come on out and look at what a great building that is, as well as get involved, participate. Emory High School is opening this Friday, and as far as their football season goes, and just come out and be a part.
Yeah, come support the students, because this is a time in their lives where this support really means a lot. Well, thank you again, Superintendent Schenck, for taking the time out of your day. Again, that was Emory High School or Emory School District Superintendent Jim Schenck, and we were talking about the upcoming school year, as well as his introduction to the Emory School District. For more Castle Country focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.